is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider with TechStrong TV. Companies are using more computing resources for their cloud and hybrid infrastructure in the digital age. They're looking for more ways to reduce their carbon emissions and, of course, reduce energy costs. Optimizing scalability, resource utilization, compliance, performance, and security, all of this has to occur while reducing carbon emissions and cutting energy costs, which naturally poses challenges. Well, joining me now on TechStrong TV is Andrew Diaz, Chief Strategy Officer at Granulate. His company offers sustainable solutions for engineers, DevOps, and SRE as they focus on product improvement. Andrew, thanks so much for joining me on TechStrong TV.
Thank you, Bonnie. Glad to be here.
Well, I'd love to hear more about your background, beginning with your previous work at Intel and how you helped them move into the cloud and enterprise space. And then let's move into your new role. Well, I guess it's not that new, but your role in Granulate. And just also familiarize us with what Granulate is and how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've actually been with Intel, and I'm still with Intel, as Granulate is an acquisition of Intel, but been with Intel for 15 years. I've had a lot of different functional roles from finance, supply chain, product management, sales strategy. And my last role with sort of Intel proper was driving the acquisition of Granulate, which is a Israeli-based startup with 150 people that specializes in a product that optimizes applications for its customers. So in terms of my work with Intel, the rise of the cloud service providers and this new infrastructure option has created challenges. And so instead of CIOs and looking at a server spec sheet in terms of what CPU is in there, what memory, et cetera, a lot of those details aren't available. And so as I worked with Intel in my last sales strategy role, the real issue or challenge was the reality that the cloud has started to abstract some of the underlying infrastructure. And so the decision was made. And what I ended up leading was the strategy to go ultimately higher up the tech stack. And that led us to Granulate. And so Granulate, as I mentioned, a SaaS-based solution providing better application performance that results in lower infrastructure requirements and in turn lower cost. And so my job here now as the Chief Strategy Officer of Granulate, Asaf and Tal, the co-founders of Granulate, brought me on board post-acquisition, which closed in May of last year. So in addition to helping with the integration, aligning with executives of Intel and Granulate and strategies of both companies, I also brought the Intel relationships. So bringing partners like Accenture and Deloitte, partners like the cloud service providers, like Azure, AWS, to Granulate to help expose this new novel technology to the rest of the world.
That is so interesting. I'd love to understand a little more about this novel technology. It seems like we're asking cloud computing to do more all the time, you know, with AI and everything. So what is unique about Granulate? What is unique in their technology?
Yeah, so Granulate actually is one of the only application performance optimization technologies, meaning that there's a lot of optimization companies out there today that focuses on the underlying infrastructure. Granulate, on the other hand, actually analyzes applications and understands their patterns, their flow, their use of infrastructure, and then optimizes the specific applications without any code changes from the developers or the customer. And so this unique capability we see at Intel as a very unique differentiated opportunity for us to present to our customers in terms of providing them the best-in-class hardware with a best-in-class application opportunity in order to maximize their overall return on investment in terms of their IT spend.
Well, let's go into the carbon footprint, the habit of reducing that. I know sometimes that's difficult to measure in terms of how much are we putting out there that is affecting it. What have you done at Intel and now with Granulate to have a better understanding about carbon footprint and energy efficiency and through these processes?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, right? The difficulty is measuring the full carbon footprint of a given application or a given workload. But just to be clear, AWS, Azure, GCP, they do have carbon footprint tools today that they provide to their customers, but they're all slightly different in terms of how it's calculated. So really, and the root of the measurement question is around how do these players in the industry make these tools as accurate as possible, which will ultimately take partnerships between, you know, the likes of Intel, the likes of SaaS providers like Granulate, and the cloud solution providers. So for example, in the public cloud, it's not possible really to associate a specific energy consumption to a specific virtual machine. So in our experience, you know, working with customers, they're really demanding this level of granularity down to the individual CPU core and being able to compare between different cloud providers. In addition to not only running the applications and the cloud environments, there's also multiple layers to consider. I think a lot of us think of you know, sustainability or carbon footprint as associated with the, you know, the underlying electricity required to run a given infrastructure. However, there's also the cost to produce the infrastructure. And that's where the partnership with Intel and the large cloud service providers really comes full circle in terms of aligning to industry standards and also aligning to overall goals in terms of what the industry is trying to get to from a sustainability perspective.
That is interesting. You're right. We do tend to think about, well, how much power are we using and how much energy, you know, is going into it. Can we break down that a little bit further into the whole process when we're looking at carbon footprint? Because I think that's a different perspective to understand. It's not just one thing. It's the big picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we're still early in this journey. So I think there's a lot of work still to be done. But for example, you know, companies running their business applications in the cloud, you know, the predominant focus, as I mentioned, is what they call scope three emission, which is, you know, really the ability or capability and energy required to run the underlying infrastructure. And so, you know, some companies have actually begun to measure this and set goals accordingly. As an example, you know, public companies, Spotify is one. If you look at their 2021 impact report, their scope three emissions were 99% of their total emissions. And so what Granulate has been able to do, the Granulate solution is actually an easy option that optimizes the application without changing the code and will consequently reduce that scope three carbon footprint through reduced infrastructure needs. And so what we've been able to do with the available information in the industry, we've been able to create in our dashboard, our UI, which is called G-Center. We then calculate the associated carbon footprint reduction in addition to the overall cost savings, which has been, you know, primarily the value add for our customers to date.
Well explained. I'm glad that we dove into that. That's a really good, nice overview of how that all works. So let's talk about the cloud technology and the industry. You said you were with Intel 15 years, so you've seen this evolution. Can you talk about where it was when you started and where it is now and where you see the whole cloud technology going forward?
Yeah, so there's been quite a lot of innovation over the last few years. As I said, you know, the large hyperscalers have provided, you know, dashboards to help inform the carbon footprint calculation for customers. But at this point, it's still at a pretty high level. As an industry, I think as we move forward, the devil will really be in the details. And so just to give an example of what I'm referring to, there are some studies available about the carbon footprint of runtime languages, meaning one line of Python code is more carbon intensive than Java. Now, I can't speak to the accuracy of the studies, but it gives you a perspective on sort of the art of the possible. So unless, you know, those sorts of studies are supported by data, and hopefully eventually they will be, I think what you can start to see is that this sort of information can start to shape how applications are developed or how you know, customers approach their overall IT infrastructure. And so I think as we continue to move forward, more and more data will be collected, which will ultimately inform best practices for companies worldwide.
That's interesting. I think that will be the topic of another Tech Trunks TV segment, which line of data code uses more energy. I didn't know that. That's a very interesting point. I'll look for that study. Let's talk about organizations that are looking to adapt sustainable practices in the IT industry. What is some general advice that you would have for them, especially when they're looking towards their cloud infrastructure?
Yeah, so I think in general, I approach this pretty simply, and I think you can see, you know, Intel was recognized by Barron's as being the number one sustainability company in 2022. How did they do that? It really was about embedding it in the company culture. So creating the right incentives and helping their employees understand the measurement of how they can evaluate their overall carbon footprint and the applications and the things that they do day in and day out. And so by doing that, in addition, with the incentives at an individual level, it's possible for companies to really create that overall momentum in terms of, you know, the same that it would be for a revenue goal, obviously, for companies, which I'm sure all of them have. It's very necessary to create additional goals for sustainability in order to provide them with sort of that guiding light. So that would be kind of step one. And then step two is that baseline. What's the carbon footprint calculation today? And is it actionable data? There may be measurements, but they may be measurements that can't be evaluated given you know, different actions taken by individuals as they're evaluating them. And so that's really step two in terms of forming a plan in order to be more carbon efficient. And then, you know, selfishly speaking, utilizing a solution like Granulate is a great first step in the sustainability journey. Again, you know, our main value proposition to customers has been, hey, let's lower your cost. Well, what's great about lowering cost in the aspect that Granulate is able to provide is it also lowers the overall carbon footprint. And so, you know, we're still in the first inning of a 9-inning baseball game here in terms of not only the transparency and data and what customers can have access to in terms of their overall footprint. But I think there's some solutions like Granulate today that are very actionable and that many customers can take advantage of, at least to get started.
Andrew Diaz, Chief Strategy Officer of Granulate. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a very informative conversation, and we on TechStrong TV enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to have a lot more after this.